Reisha Kagoin de Nazir Mechada. The Reisha is talking about clearly he only made a Nazir for one halacha. Like he said, clearly he wants to be able to drink wine. So therefore, the Rabbanan, the Yamri Dafidullah Nazir El Meyachas Meyanavi Nazir, the Yasser. The Rabbanan, Shita is, even if your Kabbalah was only for one halacha, you become a Nazir and you're Yasser. The Rabbi Shimon, the Yamarachi Yazim Mikulam Muta. Rabbi Shimon, we had before, says, no, a Kabbalah's Naziris has to be that you're accepting upon yourself all the halachas of Naziris. Not to drink wine, not to touch mason, not to cut your hair. And here that you didn't accept one of them, you're not a Nazir. Now, Sefer, what's the Chiddush of the Sefer? The Nodar Mikulo. We're talking about first he made a Neder, he wants to be a Nazir completely. Then, the Issur Shol Mechada. What he wants to do later, what he's saying, that he says, I know it's also to drink wine. So it means he accepted upon himself all the halachas. Just that he's telling us that he thought the Chachamim would be matters for him because he can't go without drinking wine. So that means he wants to be shoyel, like take off the yisr of yayin. So the yisr shol mechada, he wants to take off only one yisr of the nazirus. So the question is that called a good shayel or not? So now just the opposite way. L'rabbonin diyam yafilu le'nazir ele meyachas mi'anevi nazir. The Rabbonin that's saying in reverse. When you want to be mekabal nazirus, a kabal of one halacha, make sure a complete nazir. So the same svar goes by shayla. Ki misushol mechada minayu ishtari. So therefore, huadim, when you want to be shayla and take off one halacha of the nazirus, that's enough to take off all the nazirus. Just like a kabal of one part brings upon all the nazirus, huadim, if you take off one part, that takes off all the nazirus. So therefore, in the last case of the Mishnah, it's called that first you said I ran in Nazir completely. And now when you say that you can't take without going drinking wine, that's that you want to be sure you'll take away this Issa. So according to Rabbanan, taking away one Issa automatically takes away the whole Naziris. Therefore, it's Mutta. But the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon Svar, the Yama that he says, Achi Yazim Mikulam, that no, at the beginning when you're Makabal, accept upon yourself Naziris, you have to accept all of it. Is therefore the svar is ki Mr. Shonami Meyahu. The Mr. Shon Mikulu. According to Reb Shimon, one halacha means nothing. So therefore, when you made it a complete naziris, and now you want to take away, by taking away one halacha means nothing. One halacha has no dinim by naziris. Mishemachi Gatani Reb Shimon Eiser. That's why the end of the Mishnah says that in the case where you accepted a complete naziris and you want to be shoyel now, take away one iser. That means nothing. Therefore, you're still also with the Yisra Naziris. The boy Yisema, another Terence is like this. The boy Yisema, Benidre Einsin Kamiflegi. The last machlokes by a machlokes by a Ned Machmas Einis. That the Ran says, Zechoshev, or Toysa, Zechoshev Einis, Shen Yochel Achais Blo Yain. It's like, Einis means like you're forced to do something, that you really can't do it. So this person that he holds he can't live without drinking wine is like he was forced to be mekabel upon himself in Naziris, but he really did not mean it. So the question is that called a good Kabbalah's Naziris or not? A new machlokes. That Rabbanan says, yes, it's called a good Kabbalah's, and Rabbi Shimon says, forget, the Rabbanan says it's not called the Kabbalah's Naziris, since you were done, you were forced to do it, and Rabbi Shimon says, I say, hells no, that it is called the good Kabbalah's Naziris. That's the machlokes over here. The Shmuel, or the Plukta, the Shmuel of Rav Asi, is telling the machlokes between Shmuel and Rav Asi. Tznan, we learned like this, we learned the Mishnah Nedarim that says, Abor Nedarim Matir Chachamim. There are four different Nedarim that people make, and it doesn't need a heter, it's Mutta by itself. In other words, the Neder is not Chal. What are the four cases? Nidrei Zeruzin, that you only made it to Mizaris to make sure you do it, to secure yourself you'll do it. Nidrei Havoi, Stam, you didn't mean it, you exaggerated. Nidrei Shkogis, you were a shogi, you didn't realize it, you forgot. Like Tais says, you made a ned, a koinim kikazeh imachalti, you made a ned, a koinim if you ate the bread, and you forgot that you ate the bread, so you did not really mean to make the neder. And Nidrei Einsin, in the case of Nidrensim, where you're forced. Now, V'yom Rav Yudom Rav Asi, Arbo Nidorim Halolu, that the Mishnah says, these four Nidorim. Ah, Hetiru Chachamim, Yishinot, Tzrichin Shelo Lechachim. You still have to be matur. You have to have a shayla lechachem. In other words, the neder is chal unless you have a shayla. So that's pshat in Reb Shimon and now Mishnah also. That's what Reb Shimon says it's oyser, is because he holds that even though it was a neder machmas oynis, but still you have to have a taras chachem. Without a shalas chachem, the neder is still here. Mar says ki amrisa kaima de Shmuel. When they set us over in front of Shmuel Amli, he said like this: Toni ketoni hetiru chachamim. In the Mishnah over there by Nedarim, it says daloshin that abo Nedarim hetiru chachamim. These four types of Nedarim has a special heter. V'yato mata tzrichin shelo lachachim. So how could you say not like the Mishnah? How could you say no? The Yisra Neder is chal, and you have to be sure from the chachem. So that's the machlokes kitzur between Shmuel and Rabasi. The Rabbanan now Mishnah that say that this Nazir is Mutter, there's no Issa Naziris, holds like Shmuel. That in the case of Nidre Oinsin, like over here, you are Kamat an Oinis by making this Neder. Because you're such a person, you can't live without wine. It's like an Oinis that you made it. So therefore, the Locha is, the Neder is not Chal at all. Therefore, it's in your Mutter. For Rabbi Shimon to Rabasi. But Rabbi Shimon holds no, that the Mishnah says, Abon Nedor Matir Chachomim means Midirais Tetz Mutter. But Midirabonin, though, you still have to have a Teres Chachom. So therefore, also now Mishnah, even though this is called a Nidre Yonsin, but the Meister still we say, you have to have a Shalas Chachom, you have to be Materit, before you have a Shalas Chachom, it's also. That's what the Mishnah says, Takav, it's also. Right. Therefore, no serious new machlokes by Nidre Yonsin. Do you need a Shalas Chacham or don't you need a Shalas Chacham? Mishnah says like this. Somebody says, Hareini Nazir. I want to become a Nazir. V'olai legaleach Nazir. And he's also accepting upon himself, like another Chiev, he's accepting upon himself to take a haircut for another Nazir, which means to say, he's accepting the kabonis of another Nazir. For another Nazir, he's misnabdav like to bring the kabonis for that person. So this first person, Reuven, accepted upon himself to be a Nazir. So he has a chiyuv to be a complete Nazir to bring his own kabbonis. And then he also accepted upon himself to bring kabbonis for another Nazir. Now, Vishoma Chaveru, his friend Shimon, heard Reuven say this. V'yomer, and Shimon said now, V'yani, I want to be like you also. And V'yol alegalech Nazir, that I also want to have to bring kabbonis for another Nazir. So the kids of both these two people now are Nazirim, and they both have a chiyuv to bring a korban for somebody else. So therefore the Mishnah says, Im hayu pikhim, if these two people want to be smart and wise, is magalchim zezeh, they should each one bring kabbonis for the other one. As each one of them is a Nazir, and they have to bring the kabbonis for themselves. They also have to bring kabbonis for somebody else. So you could get away two in one then. In this one korban that you bring, say you're bringing it for your friend, and he's going to say he's bringing his kabbonis for you. So lamaisi, you have your kabbonis for your own naziris, and it's also considered that you brought kabbonis for somebody else. So that's the way you can get away if you're smart. V'yim lav, if you're not smart, so each one brings his own kabbonis privately, then halacha is megalcha nazirim acherim, then they have to do is bring a second pair of kabbonis. They have to go when another Nazir makes his giluach, and then he has to bring the kabbonis for that Nazir. So Gemara says like this, he boiled you out a question like this. That's what the Mishnah says, Shoma Chaveru V'yoma Vani. That's what the second person heard the first one say it. And he said, Vani, me too. Mahu. What does Vani mean, and me also? V'yani akulu dibure mashma. Does it mean I mean to accept everything the first one said? The first one here said two things. That he himself wants to be a Nazir, and also he wants to bring kabbonis for another Nazir. So when you say, the second one says, Vani, me too, do you mean everything? Maybe you only mean half. Half of what the first one said, that's what you mean to accept. That's one shayla. Now, if you want to tell me, that it only means to accept half of what the first one said, so now which half? Does Vani mean to accept the first part? Or does Vani mean to accept the second part? That's the shayla. Two questions. What does Vani here mean? When the first one accepted two things, and the second one says Vani, what does the Vani mean? Does Vani mean both or not? Or else does it mean half, and then which half? So Toshima, come and bring your proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, the second one said, Va'ani V'yola L'galeach Nazir. Yeah, the second one said, me too, and I also want to have a chiyuv to bring a korban for somebody else. So the Mishnah says, if they're both smart people, Megalchim Zezeh, to let them both bring korbanos one for the other. Now, me the korma, since the second one said, V'ani, me too, V'yolai, and he also said, though, it's upon me to bring a haircut for another, for bring korbanos for another Nazir, is Shemamina from here, it's a clear proof, that V'ani apaga de diburei, Amri. To the apaga de diburei. That when you say V'ani, all V'ani means half of what the first one said. Because here we say, what did the second one say? He said V'ani mean me, and also I want to have to bring a haircut, a kabonis, for a second Nazir. So you see, just saying the word V'ani alone is not enough. By just saying V'ani, you do not mean to accept all what the first one said. But rather, you only mean to accept Pasha the first part, and therefore the second if, you have to say it over yourself. That's why he says, Vani, me too, means me too should become a Nazir, and then I also want to accept to bring Kabbalah for another Nazir. Sumar says, Amri, say like this, in Apago de Debura Mashma, Staka true, you're bringing a good proof in our Mishnah that Vani only means to accept half of what the first one said. Miyu, I still have the second question though. Does it mean to accept the first part of what he said or the second part of what he said? So Gemara says, Mino, here also I'll bring a proof from exactly what it says in the Mishnah. Mi the comment, since in the Mishnah he says, Vani, and then he says, Volai Legaleach. So what does he add? He has to add the second half. His shemamin of merits a proof, Vani atchilas diburi mashmo. So when you only said the word Vani and me too, you mean to accept the first thing that the first one said. And the second Kabbalah that the first one said, to bring Kabbalah to somebody else, you don't accept it in the words Vani. Only if you speak out to Farish and say, Olai legaleach nazir. So here's a clear proof that Vani only means the first half. Oh, Malay Rafuna Bred Rabbi Shula Rava, Mimai, no, what's your proof? Maybe there's no proof from our Mishnah. Mimai, the Hochi, who? How do you know that's the Pshat? Liyolam, really, I'll tell you, Emelach, I'll tell you, V'ani Yakulu Diburei. Could be when the second one says V'ani, he means to accept everything the first one said. And if he would have just said the words V'ani, that would have been enough. The second one would also have a Chiev to be a Nazir and to bring Kabbalah for somebody else. V'mishum v'yalai my koma. I, what does he have to end off then and say, v'alai, it's upon me to bring kabonis? And the Mara answers, v'yalai b'ho milso. Just means to say, v'yalai b'ho milso means he's saying it extra. Hitaka did not have to say it, but he's just saying it over. I tell you, he says, klema, o'mashe kabalti kfan nezira tegalachas liachar kamoi derech b'nayodon lichvo l'shaynoi. Just to repeat himself. So really, all he's doing is just repeating himself in the Mishnah. V'u adin diim lo yoma v'yalai, t'mechayiv v'nozdik lachas adi b'kama. So he says, for who adin, if he would have just said the word Vani, it could be Vani alone makes the second one with all the chiyuvim of the first one. That he's repeating himself and saying v'alai, to bring kabonis, he's just repeating himself. So you have no proof in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, don't say like this. Because if you're not going to say like this, Tikatani Sefer, what does the next Mishnah said the Sefer says? If somebody says, I have a chiv now to megaleach, means to bring kabonis for half of a nazir. They only want to bring a half of the kabonis for a nazir. That's what one person says. Then Vishoma Chaver, the second one says, Vishoma Chaver, the second one hears this. The Yomer, and he says, V'yani, me too, Olai legaleach chati nazir, I also want to have the chiyuv to bring the hair for kabonis for another nazir. So, for the Gemara Hosom, mi katartin mili, and they say for the next Mishnah, there are no two cases. The first one only accepted one thing, to bring half the kabonis for nazir. And the second one now, when he says Vani, so for sure Vani alone should mean he also is accepting to bring kabonis. How come he has to repeat himself and say, V'yani olai legaleach chati nazir? So, Ela my kamer, olai boy milsa. He's only repeating himself and saying it over, something he doesn't have to. So I'll tell you in the Reisha, now Mishnah also the same thing. Hochi Nam, the same thing in our Mishnah. Ki kom alai, piha milsa. He's just repeating himself. But you have no proof. It could be vani means to accept both things. That he repeats himself, a person repeats himself. Omele Rav, Rav says back, no, you can't say that pshat. Hochi Ashta, how could that be? Iyamrit, if you'll tell me, Bishlaim, I understand, like, Iyamrit, Bishlaim, if you're going to tell me. That Reisha Tzricha, in our first Mishnah, the person has to say, V'ani, V'olai L'galeich. Because V'ani only means half. And to mean the whole thing, you have to speak out, you want to be Mekabel to bring Karbonus. That's what our Mishnah means. Then I could understand, Seifa L'Tzricha. Either next Mishnah doesn't have to repeat itself, it repeats it over, because since it said the case in the first Mishnah, it repeats it over in the second Mishnah. Is Tony safe with the late Tzarech? Mishum Reisha the Tzarech. I can understand it says it's safe even though we don't need it, because of the Reisha that we need it. Ela, but if you want to tell me, the Eli Amrit, Reisha Leitzricha, Seifa Leitzrichi, if you want to tell me though, in both the Reisha and the Seif, it's extra. We don't really need it. So Tony Reisha Leitzarech, but Tony Seifa Leitzarech, how could that be? Like, how come both Mishnaisen say extra words? You don't have Mishnaisen like that. So therefore, no, it's a proof to say that in the Reisha, if you'd only say Vani, Vani only means the first half of what the first one said. If the first one said two things, I want to be a Nazir, and he also wants to have a Chiv to bring Karbonos for another Nazir, so he said two things, then a second person hears it, and the second one says Vani, Vani means only the first half. And to mean the whole thing, he has to speak out, V'yolai lehovi agaleach lacher. So then it would be good the Reisha repeats it, because we need it. I in the Sefer, we don't need it. Now we could say already, the Sefer repeats itself from the Reisha. Now we could say. Moshe now new Gemara. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef. Omer Reb Yechanan. Ho'aymel l'shluchai. If somebody sends a shliach, somebody sends a messenger, and he tells